Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Well, welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, and I'm Aldana Ambler, and each week we rotate through different growth strategies for mid-market companies. Most of our listeners are companies, are CEOs and presidents of companies that are about $20 million with $200 million in their sights. Some of you have about $10 million that you're running now, and a small group of you are division heads and presidents of large corporations, and then we have a fourth group of listeners that are micro-sized companies listening to where you're headed, so welcome all of you. Hope everybody had a really good Thanksgiving weekend. I felt like I had a small vacation, and it was one of those times where I didn't know I needed a break. I've been having fun and enjoying life and busy and all those kind of things, but driving down to Virginia, it's usually about a four-hour drive for me, and it took about 6 hours, but that's not bad given the, you know, the holiday weekend. And got to see my dad and my stepmom, and they're doing well, and they're in their 80s, and to see them doing that well at that age is just fabulous. Had a wonderful time. And part of the show today, believe it or not, I'm going to try to combine the idea of Thanksgiving with the idea of growing your business, because I really think that this attitude of gratitude that some of these speakers that we hear talking about really matters in business. I've been very reflective lately. I don't know what's happening to me. It could be a number of things that that my clients have been going through. There's been some illness around me, and it just gets you reflective, I guess. And I've noticed that the people who make it, the ones that have these long-term relationships, it makes such a difference in their health. It makes a difference in the retention of employees. It makes a difference in the retention of customers. And frankly, I think it makes a difference in attracting customers and attracting employees and keeping energy levels and productivity up. And when that attitude of gratitude goes away, when it fades, money goes away, ideas go away, everything goes away, and it's pretty fragile. It's pretty fragile. So I have asked a guest to join the show, and in a few minutes I'm going to be introducing Steve Slagle of the Promotional Products Association International. This is such a cool group. I was blessed to give a seminar for them the day before their big conference a couple years ago now. Boy, time flies. It feels like it was like yesterday, but it was really a few years ago. And don't you go away, because I know if you're president or CEO, you're going, oh, I want to talk about tchotchke and how, you know, my marketing people come down the hallway and they've got the latest, screwiest idea of these things that have our logo on it. Now, I want you to really think about how you're growing your customer base. How are you going to be targeting key marketplaces? How are you going to penetrate markets? Now, forget the name, you know, that it's a Jeopardy game and that the answer is going to be that I really want you to use some promotional products and premiums and incentives and awards and trophies and business gifts and things like that in a much more creative way. Forget that. And I even want you to forget the silliness of that it's going to cost you money. The reality is we're going to talk about some campaigns in the next few minutes. And during this show, we're going to give you examples. Every single example we give you clearly made the business money. They track it, they know what they're talking about, and they take a strategic view. So now here's where I'm going. It's from an attitude of gratitude related to you need A players. You know what I mean by A players? You need stars. You need people who get it, who understand the brand of your business, both in, you know, that from the key employee standpoint and from the key customer standpoint. And when you want to grow your business and ratchet it up and take it to the next level, you start with an analysis of what's going on in the marketplace. I'm doing this with one of my clients now. They've really grown really quickly. You know, they've grown from $30 million to $100 million. Now we're going, okay, what's next? And so we're going through the classic process of, all right, what are the key customers in our customer base? Which are the ones that are the, you know, the most happy with us? Where's the profitability being made? Where's the best fit in what we currently do? Where's the energy that, you know, I look for energy, not just dollars. Look, where's the energy? Where do the salesmen, you know, get excited? Where do they start generating ideas? Where do they see spin-offs? Where do they see other applications of what you do? where do the customers open up for them? Where do they start asking for more things? Where do they ask if you also do windows when it has nothing to do with your business? Where is the communication open? And you look for that kind of energy. Same thing when you're looking at marketplaces that might be a little different from yours. So we're breaking the customer base, their existing customer base, and I think in their case it's about 8 segments, and looking at the dynamic, all right, of each one. Which one's got growth potential? Because in some cases they're kind of saturated. It depends on how you define it. You know, geography makes it look limiting, but you know, you open up the geographic definition and suddenly you only have 10% when you used to think you had the saturation. So you start asking yourself, all right, is this a growing market? Has it got a dynamic? What are the strategic drivers in that market segment? So let's be specific. Let's say you chose that in your business you want to have more of the high-end retailers, you know, the ones that are specialty. They have fancy websites for specialty wines, where they sell Coach handbags, not, you know, it's not Kmart or Walmart, you know, plastic pleather. You get it? What are the drivers for those kind of companies? What drives them? And it drives you right to what's going on with their customers. It's not just the technology of those individual businesses. It won't just be the dynamics of the owners of those companies, although that'll matter. You're going to start thinking about what's going on with their customers. So you get your conversation sounds almost like sociology class. Politics starts to come out in your analysis. The economy starts to come out in it. The housing values start to be discussed, whether or not the people who are, the demographics, whether or not the people who are serving that marketplace or involved in that marketplace, what's their age? Are they baby boomers that are about ready to, you know, figuring out how to retire? Are the young people on the up and coming? Or who is it that you're talking about? So they should get excited about, I think, you know, it's fun that in these 8 marketplaces for this one client, what we're doing, we're making profiles of the key people, the key situations that are representative of what's going on. So we're, you know, like we're creating these hypothetical people. So the soccer mom gets, you know, described. Or the key retailer would get described. Or the key industrial account. What's the industrialist? How old is that guy? What is he doing? How many kids does he have? And we'll have a picture of the dog. And we'll have a picture of the cat. And we'll have, you know, the name of the school where he's sending the kid. And we'll have a picture of the house, you know, because then you start really getting into what is their life like. This is when the thinking changes, when the people that you're talking about, when the dynamic of the marketplace comes alive to you, when it's more real, when it's less numbers, when it's less abstract, when you're really talking about what's going on in their life in the next 5 years, then you come up with some creative ideas. I'll give you an example of one that doesn't sound like advertising, specialties, premiums, et cetera, but it is. There was one year we were looking at our marketplace. It was in a recession, and we noticed that a subgroup of our clients were these guys that were in their upper 40s, maybe 45 to 49 years old. And several of them had daughters that were tweens. I think that's what they call them, but when they're between like 10 and 13, something like that, they act like teenagers, but they're really not. And one of their frustrations is that they didn't have enough time with their daughters. They didn't really know how to relate to their daughters, and their fathers didn't seem very cool. And to make a long story short, when we really started to think about the dynamic of that guy's life, trying to run the company, entrepreneurs running fast-growth businesses, and they had daughters, when we thought about it, this was the year that the Nationals for the figure skating national contest were in Philadelphia. We bought, I don't even know, I can't remember what it was, I think it was 6 sets of all-event tickets, which means that for a week, I would go to, I think it was called the Core State Center at the time. It was a few years ago, and I'm blocking on the name of it because it's changed its name 3 or 4 times. And I would go to all the events. I would go to the practices. I would go to the rehearsals. I would go to the events with the up-and-coming people. I would go to the people who were coming, you know, when they got to the finals. Now, these are the years that, like, Michelle Kwan would be getting a 6. Now, picture this. How good did the boss look when his daughter and he got to go see Michelle Kwan get a 6? And how cool did I look sitting there with them? Because I would be able to talk about, was it a triple loop or was it a double Lutz, and knew what I was talking about. The bonding was incredible, and the people still talk about it. Now, it's not a game of Jeopardy where you say, okay, oh, the Nationals are coming up. I wonder who I invite. No. It was the dynamic of who did you want to please? Who did you want to have help? And the thing that these guys needed was some bonding with their kids. And who would have thought it was going to come from the growth strategist that was helping them grow their business, and on the side makes it look like the guy's too busy and he's never going to be able to help? The point of today's show, I want you to think in very strategic ways about the dynamics of your marketplace. This is the time of year to do it. You're doing strategic planning sessions anyway. Do not skip the section of your strategic planning where you really get into the dynamics of subsections of your marketplace. The tighter you can define the marketplace, the subsections, the better your ideas will be. One time, you know, there was a client of ours that sent out little plastic pails with sand in it and a little plastic shovel and handwritten notes. And I can't remember how many people it was, something like 30. And his idea was that this was sent to the people that he knew needed a vacation. This is his way to give them something, to connect with them and say, here's your start on a vacation. That mailing must have cost him, what, a buck to do these little plastic things and sand and that. It's not the money. Sometimes it's the time you took to really think about, what are you trying to do? Where are you trying to go? And then the cute idea happens. I mean, we're fiddling around with the fact that, you know, our slogan is accelerated growth with sustained profitability. I'm thinking about sending out accelerator pedals. We're going to have some fun today. Stick with us. Don't play the game of Jeopardy and assume the answer. Think strategically about what you're trying to do to attract and retain top talent and accounts. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldona Ambler. We'll be right back.
Listen wherever you are. 24-hour business and financial news. Solid, focused, and informed. The leader in business talk. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldona can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldona Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast-growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldona played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldona Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldona Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldona Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldona Ambler, and today we're talking about penetrating top markets and retaining your top talent. And one of the ways we're considering doing it is I want you to get creative with things like premiums and incentives and awards and trophies and business gifts and commemoratives, which means that we would definitely have to make sure that we have these these specialists that know how to do that. I mean, I have several people that help me when I need gift baskets. I'm not trying to figure it out. I have somebody that helps me with that, and it's not the basket. It's Cheryl Pliskin that I use, and you know, as I can call her up and I can describe what the situation is that's going on with the customer or you know, whoever it was that I was dealing with, and she magically knows where all this stuff is, and she knows how to shop, and she has the store, and all that just magically happens. And my account gets billed, and I know she's fair. You want those people out there in your life, and you need that. So if you don't have that type of resource, so, you know, which association are those people members of? So what I did is I went to PPAI, and Steve Slagle, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, guy. I'm
Donna,
really glad
thank you
you're
for
here.
Having me on the program today.
Well, I'm delighted you're here. I mean, you're over this $18 billion behemoth business, you know, industry. That must be a fun job.
It's a great job. I'm in my 11th year with PPAI as the president, and it's a terrific industry, wonderful people, and produces great results.
They certainly do. I've been impressed with the energy level. If you go to one of the seminars or you go to one of the conventions where they're talking to each other, the buzz and the ideas and the back and forth and the feeding one another is hot. You know, this is a bright group of people.
It's a bright group of people. I call it the buzz of commerce at the giant expo that we produce each year in Las Vegas. It's a very exciting opportunity for promotional consultants in our industry to see what's new, the array of products that now total probably 750,000 different products that are used as promotional merchandise in our industry.
Now, you have your convention coming up. One of the reasons I wanted you on now is that if the listeners have not sent their marketing people to your show, isn't it coming up? Now, if I remember right, it's like January 3 through 6th. Your core place is Mandalay Bay and the convention center that's near it in Las Vegas, right?
That's correct. Mandalay Bay Convention Center, the first week of January, we're starting off the year with a bang, and typically we're within the first 2 weeks. We're just a month away, so
yeah.
The show is really shaping up great.
Now, who do they have to contact if they want somebody to walk the floor of your 23,000-person show?
Well, hopefully all the listeners would have a promotional consultant who works with them to make selections of promotional merchandise to work with them on their campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So the expo is what we would term in the industry a closed show, only available to
promotional consultants. Oh, that's right. You know, I'm saying the wrong thing, aren't I? What they need to do is call their consultant and tell them some of the situations that they're dealing with, like, you know, the retention that they're trying to do or the targeted campaign to attract customers they're thinking of, so that when they're at the show, they have them in mind, right?
Absolutely, and
yeah.
A lot of the promotional consultants come there specifically looking for products that will satisfy their clients'
yeah.
needs. They get that in advance and go there looking for what's the best and newest and brightest of the year.
Yeah, I apologize. That is so important because I have done that. I have sent like 3 and 4 people to the show saying, okay, here's your targeted campaign, and I want you to go shop and call me back and tell me what you found. You know, they go on assignment. What were you doing before you were at PPAI?
Well, as I said, this is my 11th year with PPAI. Before that, for another 17 years or so, I worked for another association totally outside this industry. It's in actually in higher education, the National Association for Campus Activities. But before I began an association management career, I worked in a variety of jobs and with companies that I think helped prepare me for my work with PPAI to understand the industry, promotion and marketing that we are engaged in. My academic background is in advertising and marketing.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, and that's been great in communications.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my first job actually out of college was in retail merchandising. So I got a chance to really see the action firsthand at the retail level. Later went on to a job in the printing industry. I was an account executive for a printing company, and we provided design, copywriting, photography services for a number of clients, commercial printing accounts. I also worked for an ad agency for a period of time as an account executive.
That all helps you. You can hear it in how you think.
Yeah, and was a general manager of a direct marketing company for a period of time. So all those experiences add up to hopefully, a collection of skills or talent or knowledge and information to help me work in this industry, because we have a great group of entrepreneurial people who
yes.
are very creative, who are live and breathe marketing and promotion every day.
Yep. And if somebody who's listening doesn't understand what we're saying, literally the members of this association are your right hand out in the marketplace, I think. Some of them I find are really good at just the awards and trophies side of thing. Maybe that's what they understand. They get the gift side of it. I've seen some others that understand the events part, that they will help plan a cruise. And, you know, like if your employees, like your salespeople are competing and you'd like to have them really hustle, and they're the ones that can create a special cruise just for your salespeople or for your top employees or your top customers, right?
That's correct. A number of promotional consultants do specialize in different types of programs. Some actually specialize in types of industries as well.
Yeah.
We have a number of promotional consultants who may specialize, say, in the pharmaceutical or healthcare markets, mm-hmm. others in the education, not-for-profit industries, others in meetings and events, as you mentioned. So
yeah.
Most of them, though, do have a broad range of expertise and knowledge about anything and everything that's available in the marketplace. So one great thing about promotional consultants, they have access to this 750,000 product base
right.
to find out really what works best, what fits best for the client.
Well, and one of the things I've noticed, I sound like I'm pitching for you, but one of the things I've noticed is that the people that I've worked with, if, say, they're a specialist in pharmaceutical, and that's not, you know, they don't go past that, and I'm asking them for something related to retail, they know 16 other members in your association, and they know exactly who to call. And it saves me all that grief to find a specialist in retail. So,
oh, absolutely. A lot of these, a lot of our promotional consultants work together, in fact, because they realize that their colleagues have
mm-hmm.
expertise, knowledge,
mm-hmm.
Information they may not have right at hand.
Yep.
So they work closely together, even form small groups where they cooperate, help each other with their businesses, and even, in fact, share clients.
Well, one of your members was smart enough to decide that he wanted to promote today's program. PromotionUltrasource.com is a sponsor of this program, so you're going to be hearing that today a few times. And other people, when they download the program at, on demand, they're going to be hearing it for a long time. So wasn't that person bright? Well, so not everybody is doing Mary Kay's version of this. You know, when she decided to do the pink Cadillacs, Mary Kay Ash wasn't that bright.
Steve, that was terrific. It's a great symbol, and there's hardly a person around that wouldn't recognize the pink Cadillac as Mary Kay's great symbol.
Now, but the Cadillac company didn't go to your convention and be at the trade show and say Cadillac is an advertising specialty, I'll bet.
No, they did not.
And I don't think that the Figure Skating Association, you know, set all event tickets and thought that they were a premium either.
No, I'm sure they didn't, and probably that's true of a lot of companies or a lot
yeah.
of events and activities. They are perceived initially as a
uh-huh.
as a way to actually promote
yeah.
the company's brand and so forth.
Yeah, well, you know, Mrs. Field Cookies figures that out. They know how to do that. I've seen all their boxes, and you know, you can send their things out. But not a lot of companies recognize that they're a premium. So one of the things I would say to folks is, it isn't even just walking that floor. You got to go beyond that. So how about you give me an example? Let's start with growing businesses. Let's, you know, if somebody is targeting a particular marketplace and they would like to have bigger customers or more customers from what they have, or, you know, that type of, that's their campaign. You got an example from somebody within your association that had done that, that you could walk us through?
Well, I do have a few examples that cover different types of interests that companies may have, building
cool.
business along with other activities. In fact, these examples come from the award-winning entries in a program we produce called the Pyramid Awards, and these awards recognize the winning campaigns that a promotional consultant helps organize for their clients, and we annually recognize them at the expo.
I'll tell you what, some of my clients have won Pyramid Awards, and they are just so excited. They have that on the wall, and you accidentally on purpose have to go through that conference room to see it, you know.
Exactly.
That's a big deal.
And the one example I'll bring up initially in the category of building new business
mm-hmm.
is by a recognizable company, Geico Direct.
Okay.
And for a two-month period, Geico Direct wanted to have their reps increase sales,
mm-hmm.
and they launched a program that had sort of a NASCAR theme to it, and they used Geico 500, for example, caps, flags, mini tire pressure keychains,
mm-hmm.
stadium seats, mugs, and race fan kits.
Mm-hmm.
And over the 2 month period, they had great success. They company wide, they increased sales by 9.4%, and productivity was up over 14%. So just in 2 months, they were able to have a great impact with their reps in a very targeted way to increase their business by using a variety of promotional products that matched up to a theme that they created.
And is there a way to talk about any of the numbers? Like, you know, what did they spend? What did they earn? Anything like that to kind of get our arms around it? What's the scale of what they did?
I don't know the actual dollars they spent on this particular campaign. It doesn't indicate that.
Okay. But it was a, you know, did it take a long time? Is this something that took years and years and years to figure out, or what?
No. These campaigns are typically built, developed with the help of a promotional consultant within a month to 2 months. Products are available readily in a short period of time. So these kind of programs can be conceived by someone in the company working with a promotional consultant and launched fairly quickly.
Yeah. And several of the listeners have heard me talk about Gazelles International. And one of the things that the Mastering the Rockefeller Habits approach encourages is quarterly themes to reinforce the strategy of the business. And one of the things you do with a theme is pick something exciting for everybody to remember it. So you could have a baseball theme, and so your promotional products and your methods and your banners on the wall and the things you talk about. You could get baseball bats, you could have baseballs, you could have uniforms, that kind of thing for a quarter. You know, hitting a home run, hitting it out of the park, you know, getting at least to first base, et cetera, et cetera. Those kind of things really reinforce the strategy of the business. I had another one that had it be a chef's related, we're going to, you know, really get cooking. And they had pots and pans and menus. And you can have fun with this. But attach it to strategy. Okay, this is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back.
Fresh, dynamic, and totally prepared for continuing business education. Business Talk Radio. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast-growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking with Steve Slagle of PPAI, and we're talking about how do you really penetrate top markets and retain your top talent. And we're doing it through promotional products and premiums and incentives and awards and business gifts and commemoratives, that kind of stuff, which is why I have Steve on the line with me. And before I go too far, I'm going to make sure that you have the contact information for today's sponsor. John Hudica is the bright guy that said, I'm going to sponsor this show. Isn't he smart? PromotionUltrasource.com. You can reach him at 856-414-9466. And he's in the United States. 856-414-9466. Okay, now another example that I've seen, one of the things that we've been doing, is when you have one of the quarters where you need to go for the middle, sometimes you're not always going over the top. You're not trying to do something really, really huge. You're trying to make sure that the typical account, the average account, the day-to-day is on play. So you can have a campaign for yourselves, your employees, for reminding yourself, aim to the middle, maybe middle-sized companies or middle-sized accounts and anything that would involve the middle. And one of the things that we did, now you're going to laugh, but it works. We took pictures of the middles of people's bodies. Skinny ones where you had the midriff and the little tiny waist and the little tiny belly button and aim to the middle. And you can get creative with reinforcing whatever theme you're talking about. So Steve, now that's going to be a funny example to ease into one of your award-winning ones. It probably is much broader than that. Give me another example of one where they were trying to go after accounts and they were targeted. They were trying to grow the business.
Well, let's talk about a new product launch.
That's a good idea.
Interesting one that's an international award, actually, and from New Zealand. So the industry is not just U.S., North America, it's worldwide.
Yeah.
In this case, the account was Elizabeth Arden, a very recognizable company.
Yeah.
And they were launching a new fragrance, Britney Spears Curious, and had a fairly modest goal. They wanted to sell $575,000 worth of the fragrance. So their sales target, in this case, was achieved in 3 months, not the proposed 8 months that they had actually scaled it to.
No kidding. What did they do?
And by the end of the 8 months period that they had initially targeted, sales topped their target by 150%. So what did they do? They did a very simple thing. They used an imprinted wristband that held the fragrance of this new product, and it actually continued to serve as a fashion accessory long after the fragrance had actually dissipated.
Boy, that was bright.
Now, they did something with this wristband, which is a very simple product. They used it to complement other things they were doing in point of sale, and television,
right,
radio, and web campaigns. But they used this product, which is a fairly inexpensive promotional item, mm-hmm, that is used within many, many companies for fundraising activities and so forth.
I was just thinking, this is like the Lance Armstrong type wrist.
Exactly, and that has been a huge success, yeah, in this industry within the last 2 years, and in particular since Lance Armstrong started his campaign.
Yeah. There were a lot of knockoffs for that. There were, you know, the ones that did it in yellow was like, now wait a second, you shouldn't do that. You know.
Well, a lot of nonprofit organizations adopted the idea. And they've sold these wristbands in the millions and millions mm-hmm, over time, mm-hmm, and they've been a very successful item to use for fundraising.
Yeah, wasn't that bright? And it was even, you know, less time than they thought it was going to take, even for her.
Exactly.
Yeah, that wasn't expensive. That's great. Well, how about we shift to something like, let's say you're trying to attract employees. Is there something that you know that people have done to attract or retain employees?
Yeah, the whole idea of employee motivation is very big in the industry. Mm-hmm. In fact, I should mention at this point that there's a growing body of research that's been developed in the past 2 to 3 years that through a coordinated effort and under the sort of the umbrella or the tagline of people performance management.
Right.
And this research is being conducted actually at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University.
Mm-hmm.
And the forum and the set of research underneath that is really focused on finding ways to motivate people employees in some cases, or in fact clients in other cases. And the whole discipline is really set out to integrate the external marketing to customers with the internal marketing of employees to really deliver the company promises that satisfy employees with a positive brand experience. So this is something I think all your listeners can relate to.
Right.
And, for example, one of the Pyramid Award winners that I would mention to you, again, a fairly simple program done by Comcast. And they had
another recognizable name.
Absolutely. Yeah. They had a simple, not maybe for them simple, but an issue to resolve, and that was to reduce the amount of customer service employee sick time and attrition that occurred in their company when they were in really high periods of telemarketing and notification of plan changes, rate hikes, and so forth. So they
boy, that's important. Oh, yeah.
They introduced a theme of stress-free excursion, and they developed simple kits that contained an information wheel, cookies, gum, lip balm, an oversized pen, again, all with the company's message and their name and so forth incorporated with it. Mm-hmm. And it was the whole idea was to give a fun way, but an educational way, to recognize, learn about, and minimize stress. So all these products really fit the whole idea of reducing stress.
Mm-hmm.
So their results, their sick days that were taken, employee turnover reduced to less than 1% during their whole campaign month of December, which was their really high traffic month for them. So simple way, again, using several products to address something that was really focused on their employees, and helping them to be more productive, less stress, and really benefit the company's bottom line in the end.
The thing I like about that is it wasn't just complaining at them and like calling them into the equivalent of the principal's office that say, you've had so many days off and we've got to talk about it, and it goes in your file. Right? You know,
exactly.
It's recognizing that stress could be an issue and that it's hard on the employee, and they probably didn't even have to, you know, rant and rave about it. It's interfering with the customers and it's interfering with the company. It was much more of a recognition that something was going on that was affecting the employees.
Well, exactly, and I think that points out very well a lot of focus of the people performance management idea of integrating human resources with marketing and other parts of the company to recognize that there are ways to work with and satisfy employees mm-hmm. that leads to satisfied customers, leading finally to customer loyalty. Mm-hmm. End of the day, really increasing profits, because we all know that customer loyalty is really important to any company. So satisfying employees, motivating them, retaining them, and doing things to recognize their efforts, and also understand that they deal with a great deal of stress in their work life.
Well, and most of the listeners, you know, this is a show about rapid growth, and a lot of them are either on the Inc. 500 or wannabe. And so they're talking about 50% growth in a year. And the intensity of that, you know, it's exciting, and you've got a demand. You've got people, particularly the customers that are saying, okay, you think you're so hot, go ahead and prove it to me. That's hard on employees. And they've got new people next to them every day, you know.
Well, exactly, and just another example, in an article in Call Center by Bain & Company, there's a quote here that major companies lose and have to replace half their customers in 5 years, half of their employees in 4 years, and half their investors in less than one.
Wow.
So that's a pretty stressful situation for any company.
Right.
And the Harvard Business Review had an article in 1994 that spoke to employee retention, and showed that a 5% increase in employee retention can generate 25 to 85% increase in profitability.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a really direct line between employee satisfaction to profitability.
And there's some research, if people have read Roger Herman's and Joyce Joya's book on impending crisis, you know, too many jobs, too few people. You know, the idea that the baby boomers are going out of the marketplace and there's this big gap coming so fast. And there's a lot of jobs that there's some people that just don't want to do. And the jobs aren't going away. They need to be done. And there's this, how are you going to get people to do it, and how are you going to get them to stay there? So there's this whole question. So I guess I need another example of, how about another one related to retention?
Yeah, another one.
You're doing great. This is fun.
The Adobe Systems Incorporated, of course, the computer software company,
yeah.
Very recognizable.
Yeah.
they wanted to establish relationships with customers and following through on the promises and providing solutions to problems. That was part of the sales teams and customer service activity. They wanted to do it in a very fun way. And so they came up with a fun and games theme in mind. The channel marketing program manager worked with a promotional consultant, and they targeted 4,000 sales reps and some of their corporate reseller partners and developed a Win Big with Adobe Acrobat campaign. And they used some very nice-looking, very rich, solid cherry wooden boxes that were filled with dominoes, dice, cribbage, with all the program details.
Yeah.
And they laser engraved that with the company logo and packaged it with shredded money. They ran this whole campaign over a period of 5 months. They included a chess set, a tic-tac-toe game, round playing cards, monthly quizzes, and all this, all these games for this campaign were, of course, imprinted or decorated with the Adobe name and campaign. Mm-hmm. At the end of all this, they had a total of 4,000 people participating, which exceeded their goal by 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And every account in the five-month campaign increased the Acrobat sales. So they were able to do something that was very fun, engaging with their sales team and their resellers to increase sales. And they used, again, a variety of products, but all around this theme of fun and games,
yep.
which very, very effective. It engages the employees, engages people very readily.
And I heard you mention the word call center. Think about the work that people do when they're sitting dialing for dollars or they're handling customer service complaints. You know, that is very difficult work. And I've noticed that some of the most creative people are the supervisors in call centers. And the themes that they use around holidays, I've noticed, have been pretty good. Now, some of them are predictable. You know, like around Halloween, you end up seeing everybody in the costumes, and the decorations all over the place are pretty predictable. But every once in a while, I go into a company, because I've been in, I don't even know how many companies now, because I've had over 850 clients, so it must be well over thousands of companies, because the various places that they take me or a sales appointment that didn't pay off. So it's thousands of them. And I've noticed every once in a while you hit these supervisors that go beyond the normal, beyond the expected. And this one person that I visited, they had turned everything in the office literally upside down for April Fool's Day. Upside down. They had the pictures on the walls upside down. I don't know how they did it, but it made people talk. They were talking about their theme for the quarter is turning everything upside down, and they literally made, I don't know how long it was, I was laughing so hard, it was like a week that they had things in the office all upside down.
Well, that ties, I think, back to some of the research, Donna, that I mentioned with this Forum for People Performance Management. There's been research done on employee engagement, and it speaks to the level of customer service they feel,
right,
given by their own company, by their human resources department, their
can you imagine the conversation that people had to come up with, we're going to turn it upside down, and they were allowed to do it.
Absolutely.
After the break, we'll come back with even some more practical examples. I know, it makes you think, doesn't it, folks? This is The Growth Strategist with Eldon Ambler. We'll be right back.
Business information you need, from the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-888-ALDONA.
ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Bleeding profits, rupturing customer service. These business diseases can not only cripple a company, but kill it. On Business Diseases, Cure Them or Die with Dr. Tom Rogers and Jim Bellis. These symptoms of a sick business are exposed, diagnosed, and effective treatments and vaccinations are offered. Tune in to Business Diseases, Cure Them or Die, every Thursday at noon Pacific on Voice America Business to eliminate diseases contaminating your business and promote healthy, profitable growth.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about penetrating top markets and retaining your top talent. And we're doing it through advertising specialties, premiums, incentives, awards, trophies, business gifts, commemoratives. I want you to be thinking of some themes. That's what I really want you to think about. Don't worry about the, I'm going to call it tchotchke. I know the people in promotional specialties hate that. Forget about the stuff. That's their problem. They can figure that out. That's what you need the professionals for. What you need to focus on is where are you trying to go? What money are you trying to get? What problem are you trying to solve? What time frame do you have? What can you afford realistically? And call people who are in PPAI. You really do need, I mean, I'm giving them a direct pitch here. You need these people to be on your side, working on your team. I like having a few of them because I've met several that are really good, but they have different specialties and different experience, and you can assign them like a SWAT team to be a strategic weapon for your business. So this is a direct endorsement, and I don't normally do this. This is an important thing for your marketing team to have available. And not every marketing coordinator that you pay money for that's going to be great at coordinating everything in your business has that background, so that you do need to have this outside source. So that's what you need to do in your business as a CEO and a president and executive of the business. And then let it have some fun. Let it have some creativity. Let it have some juices run up. You're going to even hear some things that you're kind of surprised at. It's not necessarily expensive. It's got to be consistent with the theme. It's got to match the target, match the problem. I saw one client one time, their big issue was that their employees were too heavy. Now, this is a very tricky thing because obesity is an issue, health's an issue, you can't be discriminatory, yada, yada, yada. And they needed help from both the human resource department and the marketing department. Okay, so they got PPAI involved. They had two consultants involved. And they created a program that was involved, you know, yoga, involved therapy being available, it involved changes in eating, nutritionists, et cetera. But they did it with just the right touch. It didn't feel like it was remediation. It didn't feel like it was insulting people. It didn't feel like they'd done something wrong. It was making it like there's this wonderful health club on site with the business, and they were taking care of their folks because they wanted to make sure that they were there longer. We really think you're fabulous, and we want to make sure that we can have you as long as we possibly can. It was a very very positive experience. Something that could have been tricky became something positive. I want to make sure you have the contact information for PPAI, because if you don't know how to find your local consultant, they can do it. Steve, how would people reach you to say, okay, I get it, I'm going to need one of your members? How do they contact you?
Well, we have a very convenient way for them to do that. We actually have a website for any client, any listener, and any buyer of promotional products. It's promoideas.org.
Cool.
They can go there. There's a convenient way for them to find a distributor by zip code in their area if they don't have one already.
Okay.
So it's also gives a lot of information and research about the industry and about success stories. A lot of the examples that I've been giving today are also expressed on the website.
Okay. I appreciate that. And if you've heard some of the speakers that have been out there on the platform, sometimes it's as simple as the thank you cards that the CEO would write. Howard Putnam, who was the former CEO of Southwest Airlines, I believe it was, at one point he was over Braniff when it was on the way down. And one of the ways that he retained the employees in that extremely difficult time period was personal thank yous to them for what they had done and noticed, and walked around and noticed those little things that they would be doing during an extremely rough time. And very poignant stories from the platform. How expensive were the note cards and how expensive was the postage? Don't get lost in the expense. It's the targeting. It's the what were you trying to do? We've had really good experience with awards, by the way. It's not just, you know, my business has gotten a number of awards for entrepreneurial success and community service, yada, yada, blah, blah. It's the reverse. One of the things that we like to do is nominate our clients for awards. And so I just want you to think about, you know, who is it that you're supposed to be thanking? Who are you supposed to be noticing? Are there customers that you need to be complimenting and get them nominated for awards in their industry? They're shocked when you do it for them. And who are some of your vendors that you need to be complimenting and nominating? So just having that kind of attitude is one of the things I want you to think about. We have some other shows that we got to be talking about, but I want to make sure Steve gives you all the examples that he has. He's one great in his preparation. Steve, you got another couple of examples from the things that have worked?
Well, I do. In fact, it is the season for Thanksgiving, as you pointed out, and a big season coming up for gift giving.
Yeah.
As we enter the holiday season, and big fourth quarter for our industry, in fact. Mm-hmm. Example I'll give to you on gift giving comes from the Radisson Hotels Worldwide. They have a program each year where they invite about 100 of the top travel managers in the U.S. to attend focus groups. And they had a problem to figure out how to entice these managers to attend the focus groups and give them an appropriate thank you gift. PPAI developed just recently a campaign that has come to your senses and is focused on how promotional products fulfill all five senses. And this particular example will demonstrate that. They created with a promotional consultant here in the Dallas area, in fact, the solution was a pizza puzzle invitation. They used a mini pizza box that, when it was assembled, gave all the specifics of the time and location of focus groups. But they went further than that, and they used slogans such as, to sort of create the curiosity for them to hear slices of information, how to piece together the puzzle that rounds out the total pie.
That's smart.
They created these gift baskets that they sent out to all the top managers. They included all the ingredients for a homemade pizza, including gourmet olive oil, drizzlers, logoed pizza slicers, pizza bricks, garlic roasters, biscotti, and even jazz CDs that these managers could listen to. So they really created a package that really addresses all five senses, and I think that's one of the great attributes, characteristics of our medium promotional products.
True, you can appeal to taste and smell. Now, we're going to run out of time here, which is amazing to me, and Steve and I could give you examples after examples after examples, but I'd like you to get your consultant to be talking to you about these examples. That's the whole point, right? That's the point. And one of my clients, one of the things they did is they would have four parties a year. And I'll tell you what, when they had the party with the little bottles of Ouzo hanging from the ceiling, if you don't think that the top, you know, politicians and the big VIPs of Philadelphia didn't jump up to grab their little bottle of Ouzo from the ceiling, you're not thinking. Sometimes it's the little things that really matter. I want to foreshadow some of the shows just so that you hear it. Next week we're going to have Dennis Shaw talking from Studio Printworks. This guy is bright, 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 and it's talking about how your brand impacts your decisions about acquisitions, locations, product development, spin-offs. He has really done some incredible work. He's award-winning, expanded his business. He's a manufacturer, kept his contracts, developed his own product, and is kind of competing against himself and pulling it off. So, you know, how do you manage your brand to take some of those tricky decisions? The next week we're having a gentleman named Art Gouda, and he's going to be talking about a merger between two large utilities. All that process, and at the end, didn't happen. I want to talk about sometimes some of these growth strategies do and don't happen, the pros and cons. And the next week we have Cheryl Beth Kutchler talking about that's going to be on the 19th of December, the things that she's observing in her CEO think tank. And she's a facilitator, very bright lady. You're just going to be smarter because she's on the air. Talking about what kinds of things is she hearing CEOs and the CEO think tanks worry about, think about, dream about. To get the idea that this is the season to have an attitude of gratitude, I wish we could do it more through the whole year. That's the point. We've had more benefit from our birthday gifts to our clients than our Christmas gifts. My wish for you, as it is every week, is for you to have accelerated growth with sustained profitability. This is the Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into the Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of the Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America.